little old school funk for you. All right, Flex ATX, April 15th, 2021. Live and in the flesh, live, no Memorex, Snoop Daniel, Zach Lucero. Zach.
What up, man?
All right, just making sure.
I'm in here.
You in here. Okay. Y'all, today is a big show. Of course, it's jury outside. Pflugerville, Round Rock, and Georgetown, parts of Leander, Cedar Park right now, getting pelted with hail. Has your car in one piece there, Zach Lucero?
Yeah, so where I stay, new apartment in Austin.
Yes.
We didn't get any, and like it barely rained for a little bit. Then I got on Instagram and I was like, dang, what the hell?
Oh,
there's nothing.
Yes, and that was not a profanity.
No,
it was a play on words.
It was I, not two L's.
All right, so big show. I guess before I hit the news notes, because we're about to start get popping here. Talia Copeland, the superstar sophomore forward for the Dripping Springs Tigers girls soccer team, which will be playing in his third state tournament in the last 3 years, but playing for the biggest prize of them all coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that. But Talia Copeland coming up about 7:10. 7:15, Jordan Doss of the Round Rock Dragons. Our most sticker taps on Instagram as far as people checking for the interview tonight. Round Rock repping. We got a lot of soccer tonight, Zach.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, it's still soccer season.
It is.
We got at least one more show. We got one more soccer show, and we're trying to come home with another ring.
Ah, Drew Snodgrass. At first, I pegged him as a senior. He's a junior. He'll be back next year. Lake Travis has a bright future. We'll ask him about the controversial penalty on the penalty kick that actually cost Lake Travis the game. Lee from San Antonio playing in the state championship game tomorrow at Birkerback Field. So Lake Travis repping always.
Yeah, I think it's funny that you had him pegged as a senior. I think that just goes to show like the type of leadership that this Lake Travis soccer team have, for them to kind of make this really kind of out of nowhere, like really kind of monumental run that they had this year.
Yeah, Alex Bethke we had on last week. So Anna Childress, we got a lot of goalies tonight. I guess goalies, they're almost, I want to say they're like liberos in volleyball, but they stand out, okay? Anna Childress, she'll be back next year. Class of 22, Cedar Park goalie, which lost to Dripping Springs 2-0. She'll join the show to talk about the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun conversation to ask her. I was like, hey, even though you lost to Dripping Springs, like, are you still hoping that they come home with a W this week?
That's such a savage question. But we get savage on this show. Flex ATX, at FLX ATX. Skylar Zinneker, she's probably one of the, I don't want to say that social media kudos, whenever we post stuff about her, people comment on her page, they like it up a bunch, but just a sophomore repping Westwood, she'll be on coming up 7:30.
Yeah, again, we're keeping on the same plane with these soccer guests. I mean, it's that time of the year, man. I think any time you get close to bringing home another ring for another Flex ATX ring, trying to go three sports at a time, I think you gotta
strike while the iron's hot.
Exactly, you got to keep the show heavy with the soccer guests.
Oh, yo, and with Austin FC starting this weekend, it's a perfect lead in.
Yeah, so, perfect. I'll have to ask more Austin FC questions.
Yes.
I'm all right. I
got to go quicker. Garrett Landry of Leander, a football and baseball star, 7:35. And then Trent Leary, who, if people don't know, the star at Del Valle, now at LBJ, he's coming up at 7:40. So got a little football, too.
Yeah, and I think this Trent Leary kind of him as a guest is going to be pretty interesting to kind of talk about his little rocky road that he takes to his destination that he's at now to play football.
Okay, so we finally got a star from Leander softball, the number one team in the country, to be on the show. It's been tough. These girls are dedicated. They can't. A lot of them couldn't be on the show because they're training at this point in time. But Marley Nices, the catcher, junior for the Leander Lions softball team, she joins at 7:45.
Yeah, I think people don't even realize, like, softball is so kind of like baseball, so specific, where you have your coach, you have your select coach, you have your pitching coach, you have your fielding coach, your hitting coach. So these girls are booked up.
And real quick, on the other softball note, Leighton Landreth, she's a two-time flexer on the show for Georgetown. She'll come up at 8:20. Quickly, Meg Hildener, she plays for Vandegrift Soccer. She'll be playing for a state championship tomorrow. Zach, she is the first Austin area hockey player to get a Division I offer.
Division I hockey, and we're repping soccer on the show, man. It's these dual sport kids. It's crazy.
She's okay. And then last but not least, Paul Rodriguez talking about NCAA dead period at 8:05. Got it. We packed this 2 hours, by the way. Andon Thomas, Liberty Hill superstar for football and baseball, at 8:10. And then Ian Leslie of Bam Fam Foundation. They got an incredible showcase, star-studded, free, F-R-E-E, free. We'll let you know all about that at 8:15. That's what's coming up on the show. I'm out of breath. So let's go ahead and go to the headlines. It's a lot, Zach. How much would you guess a ticket to the UIL State Championship soccer games are this weekend?
Without looking at my paper in front of me that has the answer on it, I'd say about $7.
Yeah. $20 for a student ticket.
Damn, they take Bitcoin?
They take dog coin. And you know, like Austin FC, I will say, I've heard a rumor from Derek Cohen, shout out to him, that a not nosebleed seat will run you about $350 a seat.
Dang. See, so, that's why I'm trying to go to you and Derek for the hookup for these games. Because so, I'm trying to be all in. So I need someone to keep me from paying $300. That's for sure.
$350. That's a big difference.
That is a big difference. I don't got 50 extra dollars either.
$350 versus $20. Now, granted, a lot of kids just don't got disposable income like that. So Dripping Springs actually went out and they agreed to, for 100 of their students, they were going to pay for half their ticket. But the supply and demand was so high, they had to ask for extra help to pay for kids. You know, shout out to the UIL. What are your thoughts on the price? And
I mean, I think that's really awesome of them to give like a little financial donation to kind of help out the kids. I mean, these are kids that are like, I mean, football, the state championship football games is different. That's like a whole experience. You're going to Jerry World. You're paying for a lot more than just the game. But I think for these soccer, a lot of these kids are just going to be pulling up by themselves because it's local. So they're not going to be ready to pay. I mean, if you have a car full of your friends at $20 a piece, that's like $100 if you have just a few friends in your car. So I think that's pretty crazy. But it's really nice of Dripping Springs ISD to help their own students out. I mean, a lot of times, especially, you know how it is at school, like if you're going to get anything like that, you're going to have to pay your own way or pay for field trips or pay for this or pay for that. But for them to be cutting into the price of this ticket to help out kids and kind of boost that attendance, I think that helps a lot. But I mean, go ahead, Sue.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to get to Leah Copeland on my phone. This is Nolan Hogan, by the way, not here tonight. So if I go through any, like, snafus on the air, that is the reason why. All right, let's see. Next story. Okay, Zach, if I ask you to tell me what is the most successful high school football program in Round Rock ISD over the last 10 years, who would you say it was?
I would say Round Rock.
Round Rock, right.
Round Rock or Cedar Ridge, I think.
Okay.
Is that the wrong answer?
Cedar Ridge.
Cedar Ridge, yeah.
Okay. I did some digging, and it wasn't hard to find this information. They haven't not made the playoffs since 2012. And football season officially started today as the Cedar Ridge Raiders, led by head coach Sam Robinson, started their season this morning with spring camp. All right, they're going to lose quarterback Joaquin Sandoval, but Tilford Gregory, the son of offensive coordinator Coach Gregory, will be leading the helm in Cedar Ridge. When you think of Cedar Ridge, I mean, honestly, that shocked me. And I want to say maybe Cedar Ridge is underrated.
You know, I think that's crazy. Just to say, who do you think is the most successful team? And I say Round Rock, and you say, no, it's Cedar Ridge. I think that's crazy. I mean, Round Rock is like a storied program. You have Stony Point there, who's a storied program. They used to be like on the national stage back in the day with teams of the likes of Bowie. But Cedar Ridge is this kind of new dog that's learning all of these new tricks, that's the high-powered offense, that's the playmakers on defense, that's sending guys Division I, that has one of the best coaches in the area. I think Cedar Ridge is not only up and coming, but they're already here. And they're doing things, I think, the way that schools like Round Rock or schools like Stony Point are having to change and kind of start doing with the progressive offense and being dynamic and just the great athletes that they bring over there. I think Cedar Ridge is not only in football, but I think just across the athletic,
absolutely,
like playing field, I think they're one of the best teams in the area, best schools in the area.
Yeah, and Cedar Ridge, they just had a Baylor commit, Danny Valadez, who's my pick for District 25-6A MVP, just verbally committed to Baylor as a junior. Also at Cedar Ridge. But just, but quickly on football, they got a lot to replace DJ Roundtree and Devin Turner at wide receiver. And then on the defensive front, and I think that's where they were the most underrated, Isaac Cobb, LeBron Horn, LeBrennan Shepard. I think all three of those guys are going to be playing college football somewhere. And remember, Cedar Ridge lost to Westlake in the first round of the playoffs. And we all know what Westlake went on to do. That's beat North Shore.
Everybody.
Beat everybody else. South Lake Carroll to win the title. So don't sleep on Cedar Ridge. Is all I'm saying.
How excited are you that teams are finally starting up camps? Or are you stressed out?
Well, I'm stressed out because I'll tell you what, like, soccer has been, and I got to say, not that I wasn't going to cover soccer hard, but we said we were going to support soccer. But the reaction.
You done fell in love.
I did not know that soccer was so lit. And with that segue, Dripping Springs super sophomore Talia Copeland on the phone. Talia, thank you for joining Flex. We appreciate you, family.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And by the way, Talia, you are a rock star. The first game I saw, I was like, ooh, that girl got game. but what you've been doing really is stuff of legend. And I think that you're going to be like on a Dripping Springs soccer Mount Rushmore one day. But can you talk about last week? It feels like last week, just this past Tuesday, y'all are playing Friendswood. It's scoreless. It's getting late. Can you kind of walk us through you scoring the game's only goal and the game-winning goal?
Yes. Well, we had about – it was 9 minutes left in the game, and I was like, okay, like, I knew everybody's mindset was about to, like, okay, we're about to go into overtime. And I was like, nope, I do not want to do that. I do not want to play an extra 10 to 20 minutes. And I just – I needed to get – my team needed me to do my job, and my job was to score a goal. And I saw the perfect opportunity from the pass from Sophia Pacucci. She played it perfectly, and I just tapped it around the goal. I envisioned doing that, and it happened, and it went to the back of the net.
Yeah, you said you envisioned that happening. After that goal happened, like after you scored that goal, did you know you were like, okay, I just sent us to state, or what is your mindset like after that goal? I'm sure your emotions were going crazy.
Yes, definitely a bunch of relief, but the game wasn't over yet, and so I know I had to get back at the halfway line and finish the game off.
Yeah, because soccer, I've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen. Like, because with Hendrickson, they almost lost their playoff game up 2-1 just trying to play it safe and had a self-goal. So crazy stuff like that can happen in soccer. By the way, on the phone, Dripping Springs, super sophomore Talia Copeland. Talia, can you tell us about Caroline Dill? And, I mean, she obviously has just been playing lights out. Y'all got like 16 million shutouts in a row. But tell us about 00 and what makes her special as a keep.
She is a phenomenal keeper and a huge asset to this team. She sees every player on this field and she like just knows exactly what to do with the ball when she gets it at her feet. We do also have a great back line, and which is contributes to the shutouts. But when Caroline is having to make huge saves, she knows exactly what to do from her experience. And she also helps the midfield and the front line help get the goals, too. So she contributes to every aspect of the field.
Yes.
With her wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah, for those who aren't really up on soccer, yes, it's not just the goalie. It's a lot of the defenders as well. By the way, Dripping Springs taking on Wakeland High, 2 p.m. tomorrow. Y'all, less than 24 hours from now, we got a state finals championship happening right up I-35 at Georgetown Birkelback Field. Zach?
Yeah, Talia, so like Snoop said, I mean, it's crazy that less than 24 hours you're going to be bringing home a ring back to the ATX. But so, I mean, thank you so much for like taking the time out to talk to us, because I'm sure this night for you is crazy. How do you keep your emotions in check tonight, and what does your night look like before a big game like this?
You know, we just had a team dinner and we're just in good spirits, and now I'm at home. I'm about to recover, drink a bunch of water and stretch, and my champion mindset is our motto, and we're going to go and play the game like champions.
And then tell us about this Wakeland opponent. What have you guys been learning so far about this team, and what do you expect tomorrow?
Yeah.
We expect them to come out and play exactly how we play, I know our team is going, this is the last chance to play with these girls that we have, and just our chemistry and our connection and the way that we just move the ball around the field, I know and I'm confident in our team that we will pull out a win.
And then finally, Talia Copeland, Dripping Springs forward. Big game tomorrow, state championship game tomorrow against Wakeland. My question to you tomorrow, you're warming up or you're in the locker room, like lacing up or whatever, putting your little shin guards on. What are you listening to get you hyped up? Or you just like get hyped up in silence, or what do you do to kind of get you in the zone?
We definitely have music blasting loud in the background, but I definitely focus on controlling my breathing and just remember it's just another soccer game. Yes, there's high stakes, but we all know how to play the game. We've been playing it since we were little, and we just got to go out and play like we know how.
Talia, you speak like a senior veteran. You're just a super soft. We are super excited, regardless of what happens tomorrow, to cover you for the next 2 years. You're a rock star. I don't know, like, if you know, like, at Flex, what we do, but at the end of interviews, we ask for if you have any shout-outs. So are you shouting out to anybody tonight?
I definitely shout out to my friends and family and our Dripping Springs Booster Club and just all of the family that is supporting us through this whole journey and all the way to the state finals. So I shout out to all the people who have supported us through this entire journey.
Okay, Talia Copeland, Dripping Springs Tigers. Talia, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, right, dude, superstar, for real. It's a flex,
man.
Zach,
trying to bring home a ring, man. That's so awesome. It's so awesome. I never would have thought, like, talking about getting you over here from the other place and talking about building this brand, that we'd have the opportunity, barely a year in, the opportunity to cover potentially four state championships in this little tiny time. In case you didn't know, let's support the Lady Tigers tomorrow. The send-off, 9:30 a.m. tomorrow at Dripping Springs High School. I'm sure we'll have some representation there, an iReport or something. It's going to be lit. And I know Talia is going to be like in silence trying to get her mind right or whatever, but let's get loud and support these ladies as they get ready to take on Wakeland.
You know, in Wakeland, their boys and girls team is playing in state championship, so they're a soccer school.
Where is that, do you know? Soccer land.
If Craig Way was here, he would know.
He's like, oh, yeah, it's off of you take this.
All right, okay, so we're already running late. We're keeping it soccer. I got my – okay, by the way, coming up, Drew Snodgrass, Lake Travis, goalie. But right now, Jordan Doss, Round Rock Dragons on the phone. Jordan, appreciate you joining the show, number 10.
Hi.
Turn up. Yeah, dude, Jordan is high energy, and that's why we were glad. Okay, so Round Rock, by the way, for those who don't know, 20-win season. They went undefeated in District 25, 6A play, 13-0, 0-1. Can you kind of talk about, you know, what your junior season meant for you this year, Jordan?
So this was a really special season, especially since it was my first season playing with Round Rock High School. We had a new team. About seven of our girls were new to the team and starters, so it was definitely a new vibe, and we had to gain chemistry fast, but it was just an amazing experience to meet new friends, play for a new coach, and really find success early and obviously later in the season.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand, did y'all basically have a super team? Because I was talking with Anna, and she's like, yeah, basically I was in a developmental league, and then I'm like, my senior season, I'm a rep my high school. Like, so I'm just like kind of finding out about this. Do some people look down on playing high school soccer versus club?
So the league that we were in up until last year, it just didn't allow us to play high school soccer. Correct. It was run by U.S. Soccer, and they didn't allow it. So we unfortunately couldn't play high school. But due to COVID, the league kind of crumbled, and we were able to play high school for this year.
Jordan Doss, Round Rock Soccer, class of 22. She's coming back one more year. Definitely this girl is a stud. You got to watch out for her next year. But Jordan, I saw on your Instagram, you have like 50 billion thousand followers. But in your bio, you say you have your soccer commitment already. Can you talk about that and your plans to play at the next level?
Yes. So I'm going to Arkansas, and I'm very excited. It's a really good school overall. And it's a great team, great staff, and I'm really excited. Soccer has always been something I knew I wanted to pursue past high school, and it's definitely a blessing I get to do that. So, I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be lit at Arkansas. I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jordan, I know Zach has one more question. Last question from me. We got the Zen Mode post on TikTok. It's approaching like 16,000K. And then y'all had the little, you know, exchange that blew up. Really, like, y'all set off TikTok for us, like, no cap.
Thank you.
thank you. I mean, like, how do you respond to what you saw? And I know, like, all of it wasn't nice, but y'all really, like, set it off.
Honestly, there was a lot of hate comments on that TikTok, but we were the first to get a million views, I think, so that was exciting. And honestly, people will say what they want. It really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the game that they were roasting was a really exciting game. And that was also in the 90th minute, so I'm like, they really don't understand, so...
Yeah, I feel like nobody really understands. Like, they see these celebrities talk about, like, people are so mean in my comments and stuff. Nobody really understands that.
Yeah.
And so, like, people are being mean in their comments. I remember going through the state championship Westlake one, Snoop, and reading those comments on those. Like, oh, my God, people are so mean. But, okay, Jordan, so you, back to kind of the whole club and transitioning to high school soccer. How awesome was that to have the opportunity to play with these girls that you grew up with and kind of taking a little bit off? I know the high school soccer like really isn't as like stressful as some of that high level club soccer. But can you talk about just kind of the relief and how fun it's been being able to play and represent Round Rock High?
You know, club soccer is very fun, and I've enjoyed it for many years, but being able to play high school this year has been, you know, it opened my eyes to so much more, and it just really made me just have a kind of competitive spirit again and play for something and to really represent, you know, your town and your school and play with people who you love. It was really, really rewarding, and it was just an awesome experience. And my like high school coach, Coach A, he's such a dedicated coach, and he just cares a lot for us, so that definitely helps, you know, walking into high school a new player to the team. And the team was literally amazing. They were all so welcoming, and they worked so hard, and so transitioning from club to high school was so easy just because I had amazing people around me to do that.
And then really quick, I was wondering, like, having your college commitment already locked down, how much of a factor did that play into deciding to play high school soccer?
Honestly, the Arkansas coaches are very, very supportive with high school soccer. They actually really love it. So I, you know, I'm obviously in communication with them here and there, and I would just love telling them about just a different side of soccer that they don't really get to see, and just kind of let them know about it. So it really wasn't a big issue.
Yeah, because I know club soccer is, like, so important and plays such a big role in the recruiting scene. So I was just curious. But Jordan Doss, Round Rock Soccer, thank you so much. You're a legend. Great interview and great season this year. Before we let you go, who are you shouting out?
Shout out God, shout out my family, shout out Round Rock High School, my amazing team and coach, and yeah.
She had the most sticker taps on Instagram, so people were really checking for the Jordan Doss interview. By the way, I did not know she is the little sister of Reagan Doss, former Round Rock standout. So I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Okay, Doss family dynasty in the building. Hey, Jordan, for real, you're a rock star. We're going to keep track of you. We'll be in touch again. Thank you for joining the show.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right, turn up. It's a flex, Zach.
Keep it rolling, man. Soccer.
Yep. Drew Snodgrass, Lake Travis, goalie, class of 22. Drew, thank you for holding on, man. I know we're running a little late, but thank you for joining the show.
All good. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Okay, bro. Okay, so we had Alex Bethke on last week. We're really excited about covering y'all next year, because I think y'all going to make that next step. But can you talk about what your junior season meant? A lot of success this year.
Well, actually, I'm a senior.
Oh, you are
a
senior? I'm sorry. Yes. Damn it. I'm not supposed to say damn it. Darn it. Drew, sorry. Okay, talk about senior year. Even more special, though, Drew, please.
I think it was really exciting how far we went in the playoffs. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we really didn't, I don't want to say have that much hope, because our season got taken away and one of our best studs, he graduated. So a lot of people, like, didn't think we had it this year, and I think we shocked a lot of people when we started to go on this like undefeated streak. And once we were up to like 15 games, people were like, oh crap, like this is like a big deal, like we're really good team. And you know, I thought it was a really good season, and you know, I hate the way it went down, but it was a really good run.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to talk about that up front, but, you know, there was the controversy on a penalty kick. I know for a team that is playing in the state championship tomorrow, do you pull for them to win because they beat you? It was 1-1 tie and 4-3 shootout, or do you pull for the other team?
I think you got to pull the guys that you lost to. You got to say that you lost the state champs.
Yeah, I think transitive property is like if they blow out the other team, then like y'all like technically are, yes, are like second place. But Jordan, like you talked about kind of the beginning of the season, you not being too sure about how you guys were going to do, and then kind of things clicking later on that led to this really awesome run you guys had through the playoffs. So what kind of shifted, like you said, once you realized that you guys were doing something special, what do you think shifted in you especially as a keeper? What shifted in you guys' mentality?
I think once we saw us go number one on max press in the state, it was like a whole, like, everyone wants to beat us mentality. And so we knew that everyone was going to come out against us and play their best soccer because they wanted to be the number one team in state. And I really just think it was just a whole mentality-driven season. I think that if we didn't have that mentality, we would have gone nowhere near as far as we went. But I think we were just the strongest team out there mentally, and it really showed.
Drew Snodgrass, Lake Travis keeper, senior, not a junior. Man, so we've been talking about a bunch about Austin FC. As a soccer guy, I think it's been awesome covering soccer this year and kind of showing the love to a sport that is definitely underappreciated in the area. But as a soccer player, how excited for you to have a local professional soccer team here in Austin?
I mean, you got to be excited. I mean, it's the first professional team in Austin. Especially if it's a soccer team, you got to love it.
And then, like, you have to be a fan, right? Me and Snoop were talking about that. And we were like, you have to be a fan, right?
I mean, I'm from Portland, Oregon, so I'm a Timbers fan.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, Drew, we appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you, family, so much. You were definitely like a fan favorite. We loved when Kimberly Kobler interviewed you and you talked a little trash to Gee. That was so lit. And really, like, dude, I'm telling you, like, this is our first year. We dabbled in soccer with Fanstand and with Flex. We went a little harder this year. But we're really, like, y'all helped set the tone for what I think is going to be some fire soccer coverage for years to come.
That Gee dude is wild. Yeah, a wild dude.
Yeah, he is. Drew, are you shouting out to anybody tonight?
Yeah, I'll shout out to my family. I'll shout out to Gee, and then I'll shout out to the soccer team.
Yes.
Bro, man, God, I wish we could get an area, like, celebrity Austin area all-star game popping. I don't know. Can we do that, Zach?
Yeah, I think we can do it.
Drew,
let's do it.
Drew, would you play?
I would 100% play. That would be such a fun idea.
That would be lit, dude.
You and Gee will be team captains.
Yes.
Yes.
Y'all can pick the teams. You can pick your midfielders, your forward. Maybe it could be like 25-6A versus 26-6A. That would be so lit.
And we'll do it like that one game mode on FIFA where it's just like 4-on-4, so it's not like a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Drew, we tripping. Drew Snodgrass, class of 2021, a senior salute. Drew, thank you for joining the show, fam. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's what's up. It's a Flex, Zach.
So, Flex ATX, Austin area all-star game.
Dog.
Street. FIFA Street.
That would be
soon.
So lit.
Man,
oh my gosh.
If there wasn't like a current pandemic going on right now and things were so weird, we would have this place wouldn't know what to do with us.
God. Okay, so like we're going goalie to goalie right now. Drew Snodgrass, Lake Travis Keep. We're going to go to Cedar Park 5A. Cedar Park Keep, Anna Childress on the phone, class of 22. Anna, thank you for joining the show.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for having me.
What's up? Oh, yeah. You know, like, you are definitely a star goalie in the area. Y'all had a great run under Coach Pollard this year. Can you kind of talk about what your junior season meant for you?
Honestly, my junior season was just my last chance to play with the girls that I've been playing with for forever. I mean, we've been together since junior academy, and I mean, Coach Pollard had some pretty big shoes to fill coming into the season. We were an already established team, but I think he did a great job considering our playoff run.
And then, you know, like, you lose a heartbreaker to Dripping Springs, but you know, I think that y'all really put Cedar Park girls soccer more on the map. Was there something different about this year that made it more electric that you can think of?
Well, I think there was definitely that mentality that we had to make the playoff run that we didn't get a chance to last year. I mean, we came off of last year undefeated, and we never got a chance to make our run. So this year, we just had to work that much harder.
And Anna, you talked about playing with the girls, the senior girls this year, and having this awesome, like really historic playoff run that you guys had. How important was it for you to be successful for this team and do your job as a keeper, not only for you, but for your teammates and for these girls whose last soccer season it was?
Yeah, because we had so many seniors this year, we just had no choice but to leave it all in the field. And, like, I mean, Breland and I go way back. We've known each other since we were three, and so playing on the same field as her was a, you know, it was a good time.
Yeah, Breland, Mungia, who's going to, where's she going to? Mary Hart and Baylor, that's where she going?
Yeah, UMHB.
I'm getting my soccer down. Anna, okay, didn't want to keep you long, but wanted to bring you on because you definitely are one of the stars going into next year. And, you know, as the keep of a marquee school like Cedar Park, I mean, you really are a rock star. And we want to congratulate you on a great season. And before we let you go, are you shouting out to anybody?
Yeah, for sure. I want to give a big shout out to my family for their support, all of my coaches, Parr and Cruz especially, for making me the keeper I am today. And I also want to congratulate Meredith and Breland for continuing their college career. And I'm just crazy proud of our team, and I'm glad we got to have the run we did. And also, shout out Dripping. I really hope they win it all because, you know, losing to a state champ is, you know, it's the best you can ask for when you get knocked.
Yeah, not only is it the best you can ask for, but it's bringing home another state championship to the Austin area, and I think that's just really cool just for the 512 as a whole. Anna Childress, Cedar Park keeper, class of 22, thank you so much.
Oh,
all right, thank you.
I wasn't going to ask her. Okay, never mind. Thank you, Anna. Bye.
All right, bye. All right.
I was going to ask her who was the best goalie, the other best goalie in 25-5A, because I think, you know, to shout out another team. You know,
I wonder if that's hard, though, as a goalie to review other goalies. They're so far away.
Oh, my god!
You never see them.
Touche.
They have to, like, bring binoculars to even see the other girl.
You know who sees a lot of goalies, and she's usually shooting the ball right past them into the net? Skylar Zinneker of the Westwood Warriors. Skylar, number 7, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you are a rock star, for real. Like, I remember we posted a photo of you after your Frosh season, and people just, they love to comment on your photos and like it and everything. But what does it mean to you, like, you know, all this training to get to this varsity point, and you're a star, and just wrapped up your sophomore season?
Yeah, my sophomore season was definitely great. Couldn't ask for anything better. Vandy going into state finals tomorrow, and we were knocked out by them. Not having playoffs last year definitely sucked, but coming back this year, we only lost 4 seniors last year, and we gained 3 new DA girls coming in this year, 2 seniors and a sophomore with me, and we had a great run. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, you shouted out some of the girls going to play for the state championship coming up. What has that been like for you as a soccer player to have all this extra coverage? I know, Flex, we've been trying really hard to cover soccer. Austin FC, there's about to be a professional soccer team here in Austin, Texas, and now we have 2 different Austin area teams playing for a state championship for the 512. How awesome is kind of the state of soccer for you?
It's so awesome right now. I feel like everyone's talking about it, especially girls soccer now. It's definitely getting more light in the Austin area, and it's definitely looking great for us having 2 Austin teams in the finals. It looks great.
Okay. You're an avid wake surfer?
Yes.
Where do you get that? Where do you surf in Austin, or do you fly out to the coast, or what is this?
In Austin, right? You can wakeboard, like, on the lake, right?
Yeah, I can do it. I usually go to Lake LBJ, which is only an hour away, but yeah, you can do it at any lake.
We got to shoot the wake surf mixtape. Are you doing GoPro, or do you record yourself doing that? Or
My parents and my friends will record me.
Okay, send us that footage, dude. We got to put that out there. I'd be so lit. Okay, so I was reading your Statesman interview, and you went to France. So you're such a big soccer head. You went to France to watch the World Cup?
Yes, me and my family went out. We went with, shout out our keeper for Westwood, Atlee Olsen, and her family went out. And we both went to France and just got to watch both semifinals and the final of the World Cup, and it was amazing experience.
Oh, yeah, Atlee. Turn up, Atlee. That's a homegirl, too. Exactly.
And then Skylar, so you mentioned, like, going and watching the World Cup, and it's the success of the U.S. women's soccer team. Do you think I feel like with volleyball being, like, one of the fastest-growing sports for girls and basketball and things like that, do you think really that the success of the U.S. women's team really kind of kick-started and revived just the passion that this country has for women's soccer?
Oh, absolutely. I feel almost now that women's world, like the Women's World Cup. After us winning that and coming back, women's soccer is just definitely taking a boost off of there. People are watching more women's soccer all the time, and it's great.
And I think a lot of people too, when they think about women's sports or even soccer just in general, they think of it as like a I want football, and I want to watch like the physicality of football, or I want to watch the physicality of basketball. But I mean, women's soccer is, especially at a high level, is like one of the most physical sports out there. Can you talk about just the excitement and how fun to watch a women's soccer game is?
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, every girl, like when I went and watched, all those girls played with their entire heart and put everything onto the field, and every ball that they try to win is a battle. And it definitely is an intense game to watch. And, of course, you can't compare it to football, but it is a extremely physical sport.
All right, Skylar Zinneker, super sophomore, Westwood Warriors, double socks on game day. Skylar, we're so excited to have you in the area for the next 2 years. You really are carrying like a star brand for you. So best of luck, and congratulations on your success thus far, 2 years on varsity. Before we let you go, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-out to my family and all my coaches, Coach Anas, and to my club team.
All right, Skylar Zinneker. What's on the playlist, Sky, when you get ready for the game?
A lot of Kanye West, I'll say.
Oh, okay. All right. Just turn up, dude. Skylar's lit. Like I can tell she's like a little shy, but dude, we're gonna be like, you know, blowing you up as like big superstar over the next couple of years. So Skylar Zinneker, number 7, Westwood Warriors. Thank you, Sky.
Thank you.
Okay, it's a flex, Zach.
Soccer, man. It's. Until we get some state championships, I think that's all we're going to talk about. And I think next week, hopefully, these interviews will be not with girls that are playing for a state championship, but we're interviewing girls that are wearing that ring on their finger. It's going to be it's going to be so exciting to watch.
Okay, football to football. Garrett Landry, Leander Lyons, dual sport star, by the way, football and baseball. Garrett, we appreciate you joining the show. Thank you, fam.
Thank y'all for having me.
Okay, and by the way, he is a football commit, but I want to keep it baseball up front because I think the big win this past Tuesday over Cedar Park is pretty monumental, 5-3 final. Can you kind of talk about that game?
Yeah, it was a huge district win. We're going in there. I think we were 6-2, I believe, and they were 6-1, and we lost to them in the game, the first game, 4-1. And the second time around, we were, really, really coming for them and wanting a win out of it. And the coaches gave me the option to start the game off pitching, and I took it with full confidence in myself and my teammates, and went out there, executed the game plan, and everything turned out like we hoped it to.
Yeah, so pitching and quarterback are so position-specific. I mean, guys have a quarterback coach and baseball guys have a pitching coach. Can you talk about what it's like training for both of those positions and if some of the movements or workouts you do kind of help you across the board?
I mean, pitching and quarterbacking, the throwing motion is, two completely different things, but the one thing that they tie in together is the mental aspect. You have to be like, really mentally strong when you're on the mound and, going late in the game or even closing the game. With all the fans and whatnot and all the noise and kind of zoning it out, and then same with football, kind of zoning everything out and making sure everybody knows what they're doing and knowing what you're doing as well.
All right, Garrett Landry on the phone. Leander Lyons, dual sport baseball football star. They're playing Marble Falls, a home game tomorrow. Now, Garrett, let's quickly talk about football before we let you go. You took a program that had been on a 23 game losing streak to coming within a victory over Hendrickson, or at least that game, that really cold night, to almost making the playoffs. Can you kind of talk about what this football season meant for you?
It meant a lot to all the guys, especially like in the summer. We went in this season expecting to win a couple games, and really focusing hard on the off season and working hard during the summer, getting a lot of chemistry with the receivers and running backs, and building a good strong brotherhood with the whole team, and just knowing that the offense that we had was going to keep us in every game, And, you know, sadly, we were one game short of the playoffs, but sometimes that's just how it is.
You kind of got dirty hit. I won't go deep into that, but anyway. And then, but, like, your play was so stellar, and I'll end it with this, but the Midwestern State football commit, can you shortly talk to us about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a really great program that they got up there. A big winning tradition, history up there. You know, just all of the above. It's really great up there, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
All right, Garrett Landry, Leander baseball, football star. Garrett, just wanted to get you on real quick and say congratulations really for, like, turning a football team that really just had been mired in losing and giving them hope and probably turning it around going forward. So congratulations on that. Good luck against Marble Falls tomorrow on the baseball field. And before we let you go, are you shouting out to anybody?
Shout out my family, my coaches, and all my friends.
All right, Garrett Landry, Leander Lions. Garrett, thank you, fam.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's a flex, Zach.
I think this is a Leander program that I talked a bunch about moving down. I think was a big deal for them. But this is a program that me and you know from when we started covering this area that's one of the biggest and traditionally one of the best programs in the area. And I think it's exciting, and I'm eager to see them kind of turn things around and be the Leander that I used to know.
Yeah, oh my God, they were so cool.
Zach Noska days.
The kids do not know about early 2010s Leander. And, you know, it's possible for them to get back to that, especially at 5A. Coach Chris Price, I think he's found his niche. And we'll see what they do going forward.
Just to, like, reminisce, Caleb Woodward was, like, one of, like, a transcendent...
Goat!
Player in the area, like, just
who
like
would you
period.
Even compare Caleb? I don't know who would you compare him to that plays today. I really don't have a comp.
I would say maybe like a smaller. I don't know. He ran more than Jameis Winston.
No, I'm talking about like Austin area. I can't even think of a player that dynamic as Caleb Woodward today. I guess maybe you could say Isaac Norris and like Travis.
You know who I would say? Who I would say is maybe. This is my guy, but like maybe a little bit faster. What's his name from Seth Ford?
Seth Ford. Oh yes, yeah, yes. I get it. Like he's like more very tone to rock.
Very physical runner. But like he was a good quarterback too, and absolutely. Dual sport guy, just like
baseball,
just no, and basketball.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he did. He played all three. Dang.
Basketball guy just like Seth.
Okay, we tripping. Okay.
Shout out Seth Ford.
Shout out Seth Ford. All right, former Del Valle, current LBJ star, wide receiver Trent Leary. Trent, first off, thank you for joining the show and being patient. We appreciate you, fam. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always.
Okay, Trent, I got to say, I want to pay you this compliment. Our morning show here at 104.9 The Horn is Bucky and Aaron. Bucky Godbolt is the color commentator for the Lake Travis football team.
He was a former football coach at the University of Texas.
Coach like Priest Holmes, Ricky Williams, etc. He told me that number three for Del Valle, whoever that guy is, he didn't know your name. He's like, that is the best wide receiver I've seen play in the Austin area that doesn't have like a big offer yet. Now, fast forward to this week, you got your first offer from East Central, so congratulations. But what does it feel to be at this point for people to be recognizing you as that kind of talent and for the colleges now to start offering?
You know, starting off slow, and as I've started my recruiting, got off to a roll, it was like kind of frustrating, wondering if I was going to get an offer or whatnot. But now that I'm here and I'm getting looks and big looks, it's actually getting better. Just patience.
Yeah, and to hear Bucky call you the best, that's really high praise because he's watched, like, Garrett Wilson for years, who now plays at Ohio State, and he really feels that you are a Division I player. I know that you're at LBJ now, but can you talk about the positives that you took away from being at Del Valle and what you'll take forward with you?
You know, going to Del Valle my sophomore year, obviously I didn't play as much behind Darius Lewis, who's now Abilene Christian or whatever. I learned a lot there, learned a lot from him as a big mentor in my life, whatever. And then, like, junior year came around, and I realized I was starting. I had to make a big step up, you know, with Caleb Burton getting hurt and Braylon James being out a little bit. Positives that came from Del Valle just taught me, like, patience. The longer I wait, the bigger the things will come. So,
Trent Leary, LBJ, wide receiver, former Del Valle. Trent, and I know we saw in the news, but we'll talk about LBJ in just a second and you personally. I know we saw in the news Del Valle getting the former IMG coach. Having a guy like that come from a nationally known program to come coach one of the teams in the Austin area, what does that say to you just about football here in the ATX?
It's on the come up, man. There's really not much to it. You know, him coming down from a big program like that, hopefully to turn Del Valle around or whatnot. But it's just ATS football's on the come up. There's not much else to it.
Now you're taking your talents to LeBron James style, taking your talents to LBJ. with some of the guys that have come through there before you, I mean, should be putting on shows on Saturdays here in the next couple of months. Can you talk a little bit about that, about how that came about, you ending up at LBJ, and then how excited you are to take on this new journey?
It was actually like mid-basketball season after a practice, and I got a phone call, and they're basically saying we're moving out of Del Valle District, and we had no idea what school I was going to. It was either Northeast, the old Reagan, or LBJ, and I had my hopes set on Northeast.
Really?
It wasn't like my hopes, but like that's what I was set on, like going to Northeast. And then my mom had broke the news to me, she was like, you're going to LBJ, and it just went off from there.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, wow, man, bring back the greatness in Northeast. Come on. Anyway, no, Trent, that's great, man. We don't want to keep you too long, but just wanted to get you on and you know, kind of set the tone that you will be playing for a LBJ real quick, Zach.
Real quick, we were talking about recruiting. What has recruiting been like, especially for you that's like an up-and-coming guy that's really trying to break through on the scene? What has it been like navigating recruiting during COVID?
Hard. Recruiting was already slow as it was for me, and got my season going, got some stats, got some film up, and it's still slow as we speak, but I'm getting noticed by more coaches, getting in contact with more, and just getting better and better as we speak.
Trent, you going big, bro. I'm telling you, man, it's written in the stars. Just keep working hard. And I know Oscar Gordon is excited to have you on the outside next year, and Coach Finner is raving about you. We want to wish you the best of luck. We'll see you at spring camp here soon. Before we let you go, who you shouting out to?
Shout out my mom, shout out my dad, my family. Shout out my brother, shout out Jag Nation, man.
Turn up. Wow, man. Trent Leary, LBJ football. That's lit. Wanted to go to Northeast? That's crazy. If he went to – you probably would have had like 3,000 receiving yards, but that's okay. Trent, appreciate you, family. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
That's our bro. Okay, we'll see him soon. All right. It's a flex, Zach.
You know, I think he was trying to say that, like, he was sure in his head that he was going to end up at Northeast. Because he's like, not necessarily I hoped I would end up there, but he was like, I just knew I would end up there. And then probably hearing that he was going to go to – end up at LBJ, that was probably like a almost like a relief. Now, I don't want to like dog, but like a sign of relief. And because I mean, if he was at Northeast, he would be the quarterback, the punter, the kicker, the long snapper.
He'd be like VJ Taylor at Cedar Ridge. All right. So that's our dose of football. All right. By the way, the ATX got the number one softball team, not only in the city, not in the district, not in the state, but the nation. Leander catcher Marley Nice is on the phone. Marley, thank you for joining the show. Appreciate you, family.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are excited to have you. You're a rock star, just a junior, so you're really like the face of Austin area softball going forward. But can you kind of just, I mean, we've seen you on the front page of the Statesman Sports section, and we've seen y'all on the news. Can you kind of describe to the radio fans listening what this year has been like for y'all?
It's been crazy, just with all the publicity we've been getting has been amazing. Like last year with COVID ending our season early, that really sucked because we were doing so well. But with this year, like we kind of just, like no one expected us to be this good until we started making a name for ourselves, which has been super fun. And now everybody pays attention to us.
Marley, so obviously we live in Texas, we live in Austin, and football is like king. And I know Snoop, who runs the Flex ATX account, is trying to grow on soccer and things like that. But I actually used to give outfielding lessons to Megan Lee, and she sent me a thing and was like, "Hey, look, we're number two in the nation at the time." And I was like, "Hey, Snoop, you need to check out this Leander team." What has it been like in all this extra attention being the number one team in the nation? Have you guys noticed like a difference in terms of like the exposure and people trying to talk to you guys, or what has that experience been like for you?
I think, yeah, like as we climbed up the rankings, it just like we got so much more attention, and like we kind of just have like a target on our backs now just because everybody knows who we are and everybody's out to beat us. So they're playing their best game against us, I think, from a competition standpoint. So that's always fun. Like, we're always getting the best game. best softball out of the other teams. And, like, just everybody knows us. We're getting a lot of attention from our school and our district, which has been super fun. So.
Y'all are rock stars. I mean, for real, I mean, you won one of our Student Athlete of the Week awards. So, Leander Ketcher, Marley Nice is on the phone. Can you tell us about Kendall Driver and what makes her so great and inspiring to play at such a high level?
I think she's great. She really keeps us on our toes and makes sure we have the right mindset. So, obviously, our end goal is winning state, but I think she has a great mindset. Where she calls it 1-0 mindset, where we're only looking to the next game and not too far out in front, so we don't get overwhelmed, and just so we're looking at the next thing we have.
Marley Nisus, Leander Ketcher, number one team in the nation. That's the best team in the whole United States, in case you didn't know. Marley, you talked about how much fun you guys are having with yourself, Megan Lee, who's committed to A&M Kingsville, yeah, which is like a softball powerhouse.
Speedster.
At the Division II level. Your center fielder going to LSU. Pitchers going Division I. It's almost like you guys have an all-star team that's playing against local area, like little kids. How much fun is it to play with these girls that you know are such high-level athletes?
I think it just makes it that much more fun. Like, we all know we're individually good athletes, but when we come together and just make it all worthwhile, it just makes it so much more fun.
Marley Nisus, again, Leander softball, the number one team in the nation. Marley, we're so excited to watch you guys' playoff run. Huge shout-out to Megan Lee, because that's really what kind of showed us, like, hey, Megan and Bailey, right?
Bailey, yeah.
Bailey is saying, like, hey, you guys need to show us some love. I think we deserve it. Y'all definitely do.
Bailey,
and I think you're a big part of that yourself. Before we let you go, Marley, who are you shouting out to?
I'm going to shout out my mom and my dad and my sister, because I wouldn't be here without them.
All right, there we go. Marley Nisus. She's the nicest. Catcher, Leander, softball, number one in the nation. Marley, thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, all right. It's a flex, Zach.
In the niche, dude.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I don't even know.
Dude, I don't even think you could say that about, like, when Lake Travis and Westlake make their runs, if they're number one.
Right, because it's always, and kind of full circle here, it's always like an IMG that's a number one team in the nation for football or baseball or some school you've never heard of in some place you've never heard of. That's the number one team with, like, Division I guys going everywhere and Division I staffs in baseball or Division I players all over the field in football. But that's what Leander has, is Division I girls all over the place. We're watching history for sure.
And it's funny to watch the press almost, I don't say fight for coverage of them, but it's almost like, like, everybody, like, I mean, you know, when you're number one, people are going to
come
out to cover
you. And it's coming out of nowhere. No one's covered softball like this before, but now that it's like, we should probably tell people that this team is Max Prep's number one team in the nation.
Yeah. So, all right. Vandegrift girls soccer state championship tomorrow, playing Flower Mound at 6 p.m. Right now on the phone, Meg Hildner, Hildner of the Vandegrift Vipers. Meg, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you, fam.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Meg, I got to say, you're a rock star. I watched you play. I didn't know who 24 was, but, I mean, there's no other way to describe you besides, I mean, the footwork is electric. Can you kind of describe what the senior year has been for you?
I mean, yeah, the senior year has been great. There's 17 of us in all, and it's just been, like, amazing to make it this far and to make a run like this with all 17 of them. So, and it's been surreal. I've played with all of them since, like, freshman year and even before that. So it's just kind of surreal.
So we interviewed Talia Copeland for Dripping Springs and kind of talked about, like, what things are like leading up to a game like the state championship. So what has this week been like for you, and how do you get your mind right to heading into arguably one of the biggest games?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this week's been full of nerves, I think, across the board for everybody, but also kind of, like, excitement. I think we just have the mindset of, we go into every game, like, give it our best shot, and the result is the result. It is what it is, and we just have to leave everything out on the field, and that's just kind of the mindset we go into the game with.
So, Meg, okay, so obviously I watched that game against Round Rock from field level, and to me, I felt at halftime, I'm like, man, like, Vandegrift, they look a little tired, and Round Rock's up 2-0, and really, I felt like the Dragons had that, and then, you know, the story, I'll storm back and win 4-2. What happened at the half, and to keep y'all, you know, I guess, motivated and come out with that dub?
I mean, yeah, halftime we switched up the formation and we had like a more attacking mindset. So I think that kind of really helped push the goals and like help the goals come. So, yeah, I think that helped a lot. I think it was just like an energy too. Like, we didn't want it to be the last game of the season, and we kind of just kept pushing forward as a team. And the energy on the bench was like awesome. So, yeah, that helped a lot.
Yeah, and I fully expect this time, 7:55 p.m. tomorrow, you'll be hoisting that state championship trophy. But can we talk about hockey shortly? I mean, Is it true? Like, I've read that you're like the only Austin area player to get a Division I offer playing hockey. Like, how do you even get into that down here? And I just like, what's that all about? I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it started from I was just like an anxious kid. My brother started because he saw my cousins. They lived in Chicago, so I was just an anxious kid. Didn't want to sit around, so I picked up the sport, and I just kind of kept going ever since with it because it's fun and different, and I kind of like it.
I got to get some video of you playing hockey, because I'm telling you, the soccer highlights are electric. I want to see you on the ice, and I also want to point out that you are also a brainiac. Okay, so everybody knows, like, Vandergrift is super competitive, like academics, athletics, National Honor Society, top 8% at Vandergrift. Academic-wise, can you kind of talk about what your study routine is like? Because it seems like you're always at practice at either hockey or soccer. Like, how are you doing so well at school, too?
Yeah, it's been all over the place. I have to admit, this year has kind of let me down a little bit more with the senioritis and stuff. And this last month has been absolutely crazy, missing a lot of school for soccer. But I think it's just, like, keeping me on my game. My parents always told me that if I can't do school, then that always comes first. So, I mean, I guess it's just kind of the little bit of a threat in the backseat of if I don't do well in school, then I can't play soccer or hockey. So, yeah.
Meg, you can do everything. I'm super Meg. I mean, that's what's up. Oh, one more question before we let you go. The dinosaur.
The dinosaur, yes.
What is that about?
The dinosaur has been an unofficial mascot of ours for a long time now. Yeah, and its name is Strike, because that's like our motto or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, the dinosaurs are our unofficial mascot. It's kind of just always brought the energy. I mean, it's kind of been starting to be a tradition. I think it started like my sophomore year maybe, or even before that. But as soon as Washico and Schwartz came along, that's kind of when the dinosaur started, and it just kind of grew from there. So, yeah.
Listen, I don't want to sound freaky, but y'all were down 2-0, and I took a picture of the dinosaur for no reason. I'm just like, oh, the dinosaur, boom. And I swear y'all scored 4 goals.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, hold on, this dinosaur thing is kind of scary. All right, so just wanted to know, so I know the story. I'm sure he'll be at Birkelback Field tomorrow. We're going to party when y'all win state. By the way, tomorrow, 6 p.m., it's Vandergrift versus Flower Mound, Birkelback Stadium in Georgetown. Meg, before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
Yeah, shout out my teammates. Shout out the whole school for making this crazy. But it's been really exciting, and shout out my family for supporting me along the way. So, yeah.
Hey, yeah, shout out my boy Tom, and shout out you, Meg. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's what's up. It's a flex, Zach.
Meg of many talents.
Yes.
Man, that's
Meg
crazy.
Of many talents.
Dude, and it's so funny, the dinosaur thing, because I do the sideline reporting for Vandergrift, and they don't have anything. Like, they don't have, like, a weird, like, hammer that they walk out with, or, like, a log like Cedar Park did that one time. Like, they don't have a turnover. They don't have a turnover chain or anything like that. But their girls' soccer team has a dinosaur, so I guess they're kind of holding it down in that department for all the other sports.
That's what's up. All right, we're way behind on a break, so let's take it, and we'll be back. On the other side, we got Paul Rodriguez talking about the NCAA dead period ending. Andon Thomas from Liberty Hill, dual sports star, football and baseball. Ian Leslie, a Bam Fam, and Leighton Landreth batting cleanup Georgetown softball. It's a flex. There's no better.
Hey, Stop the Madness, man, is hour number 2, Flex ATX, Thursday night. My name is Zach Lucero, at Zach Ain't Whack on all social media.
Thank God it was just Jerome.
Bringing you his handmade producer tag beats that he makes himself, Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
Hey, Paul Rodriguez, Recon Athlete, Paul Rodriguez Show. Paul, I know the Facebook show blowing up, but what y'all talk about tonight?
Oh, man, we've been talking about everything, man. For everything from the NFL draft today, we're going to be talking some Austin FC as well, which will be launching this weekend, Saturday, against the LA Galaxy, I think.
Okay, I see you, Paul. Who you got Dallas taking at 10?
I think there's going to be a trade, to be honest with you. But if Dallas is picking, if they're going to pick at 10, they should take Surtain or J.C. Horn, the corner out of either Alabama or South Carolina. If not, they trade back, take an offensive lineman, the Slater out of Northwestern, potentially. That's what I like to see. If not, I hope to God Jerry Jones does not go up in the draft to pick Kyle Pitts at 4. That's what I hope doesn't happen.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Zach?
Hey, real quick, Paul, on the topic of the draft, everybody's been talking about Trevor Lawrence as the number one overall pick for years and years. And I think we could kind of relate him to like a Cade Klubnik as like the clear-cut number one guy. But the question in the draft has been, who is the number two guy? Who's the next quarterback off the board? In your opinion, in the Austin area, who's your next guy up after Cade Klubnik?
Whoa.
Man, that's a loaded question. I appreciate you putting me on the spot. But if I have to give an answer, I know what radio station I'm on. I'm taking Bo Edmondson just to make things real easy for myself.
Very wise, Paul. All right, so the NCAA dead period, June 1st, I believe, if I'm not incorrect. Can you kind of talk about what that means for area players and for the radio listeners that are like, okay, dead period, what does that mean?
Yeah, so this really all began last year when COVID had its, you know, big impact. And there have been reports, you know, depends on what story you read. This has been extended 7 to 8 times since last year in 2020 of March. And so the dead period is a time where recruits cannot have access on campus at universities to visit with coaches. And that's for all D1 schools. So that's all, you know, all Title IX sports, boys and girls. And what this has really done is I think it's had a real big impact on three classes, the graduating class of 20, 21, and 22. It had a moderate impact on 20 just because a lot of the recruiting was already completed by then, but the most impactful class, I believe, was the 21, and I think it was very severe for a lot of those student athletes to not be on campus, to let a coach really get to meet you face to face, to understand really who you are. But the dead period will be ending June 1st. It'll be kids can go to any university they want to. I know some were able to travel to some spring games, but as far as like an on-site official visit, June 1st, they'll be able to kick that off. I know there's a lot of top recruits in the area who have already scheduled time at Baylor. I know Braylon James is going to be doing a West Coast swing here in the coming up months. And so we'll be seeing a lot of new content coming out, Snoop, of a lot of these young athletes getting to be on campus at the universities that are going to be recruiting them.
All right. Well, Paul, thank you. We just wanted to bring you on and get your like kind of, you know, informative injection on what this means for players. So, like, when you see Cade Klubnik go out to Death Valley, and he's allowed to go there for a game, but not for an official visit. Correct? Is that?
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how that happens. And I'll be real candid with this.
Okay.
I just don't think the NCAA really understands how to handle the situation. It's like, why can't you trust the coaches to put the right, you know, precautions for the student athlete? And putting all that weight on the student athlete is what they really seem to be focused on. And right now, it just doesn't seem like they understand quite how to get it done. But hey, it's a bureaucracy, and I understand that there's a lot of decision makers. But at this time, June 1st, it'll all be over with, and we don't have to worry about it.
All right. Well, Paul, I appreciate you. I really hope to be able to check out some SQTs with you at some point this spring and summer, maybe a camp or whatever. But thanks for your time once again. Clutch as always. Before we let you go, do you have any shout outs?
Man, shout out to the crew, man, the Flex ATX crew, you, Zach, and Nick. I'm excited for you to grow your team, brother. It's good to see all the growth, and we're happy for you over here across the pond, too.
Across the pond in London?
Yeah, across the river, man, that big old river in ATX. I'm on the other
Mexico?
Side of the river. You're over there, Westlake.
Oh, my God. All right, Paul Rodriguez Show, Recon Athlete, thank you.
Appreciate you.
It's a flex.
Damn, Paul's in Mexico right now?
No, guys.
That's crazy.
Across the pond, I thought he meant like in Europe.
Hey. Flex is taking off in Europe?
Flex EUR.
Flex UK.
Flex UK. Much, much better ring. Because we're behind on a break, let's go ahead and squeeze in some more advertisers. And we'll come back with Andon Thomas of Liberty Hill. I think it's a flex.
For the ones who...
Oh, here we go. Boom, boom. All right, boom, boom. You heard the sound, right? Central Texas Honda Dealers. It's Snoop Daniel talking about the greatest car dealership in the world, CentralTexasHondaDealers.com. First Texas Honda, Howdy Honda, Round Rock Honda, Honda San Marcos. Of course, it's that time of year again. It's the Central Texas Honda Dealers spring dream car sales event. Right now, APR as low as 1.9% on 2021 Honda Civics and the newly redesigned 2021 Honda Accord. If you're listening to the station, maybe you have a daughter or son that's being interviewed on the show. You want to give them a new car for making good grades during the pandemic. Support those that support Austin Area High School Athletics, Central Texas Honda Dealers, First Texas Honda, Howdy Honda, Round Rock Honda, Honda San Marcos. See dealer for details.
Get where you're going in a Honda.
Hey, folks, this is your lifetime loan.
Hey, Flex ATX, Thursday night. The time is 8:18. Great show so far. Lots of soccer, in case you didn't know. Two area girls teams playing for a state championship tomorrow. Gibbering Springs and Vandergriff. Hopefully, that'll bring the state championship ring total to four so far in the Flex ATX era. I'm Zach Lucero, your host, at Zach Ain't Whack on all social media. And I'm joined by a legend. I'm just honored to be in his presence, Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
All right. Ian Leslie, BamFam.org. Ian, once again, fam, but we got to talk to you a lot leading up to the show, so we appreciate you joining the show. Thank you.
Appreciate you having me on again, Snoop.
All right. Now, all-star cast and free camps. Can you tell the folks what's going on?
Perfect. Well, look, we got 35 camps going on across the country with different current and NFL guys. Particularly, we got about 15 in the state of Texas, a couple in Austin, a couple in Dallas, a couple in Houston. Third grade to 12th grade. It's free camp. Come out, show your skill, get some insight from an NFL player, from a person you want to be, and just get this work.
Okay, and then just as far as, you know, when we were talking earlier, the pandemic, of course, was really popping off. Can you kind of talk about maybe just how things are a little safer now compared to then? I mean, that's probably the biggest thing is like training for the upcoming season when last year was so awkward to do so.
Right. And it's definitely been trial and tribulations for everybody, which I'm sure everybody's gone through their seasons. And it's the same thing with, you know, running sports-related programs. But that being said, we will have standard COVID-19 guidelines in place. Everybody will have a mask, and we will provide a mask for you. We will be taking temperature, things of that nature there. So there will be that protocol. We will social distance in cases where we need to be and do our part to keep everybody safe. But, again, that shouldn't stop you from coming out and getting that work and coming out and learning from a person that's in the position that you want to be or that once was in the position that you want to be. No difference than coming out and doing going to football practice and things of that nature like that. So it's free. You're not paying for it. So come out and get this education from the guys that are in the league right now.
BamFam.org. BamFam Foundation presents BamFam 2021. Free camps and showcase. Ian, appreciate you as always. Before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
Shout out to all the guys I got on the camp roster this year. Shout out to Derek Gilbert. We got Fonzie Whitaker, Darian Thompson, Mike Davis, all the guys and my great BamFam staff.
All right. Thanks, Ian. We'll talk to you next week if that's cool.
Sounds good, brother.
Okay. We'll talk about the other stuff in the email, too, maybe collaborating and everything. So appreciate you, Ian.
That sounds good.
All right. All right. It's a flex, Zach.
That's a free dollar camp.
Free dollar camp. For sure. Oh, look at you. You're so punny tonight with the wordplay.
That's all I bring to the show right there is my puns.
Okay. So we first saw this guy break out. He was like one of our flex all super soft defensive MVPs, 120 tackles. We last saw him in a heartbreaking overtime loss to a very talented Crosby team, 62-61 in overtime. But right now we got him on the phone. He's in the middle of baseball season. This man's a superstar. Andon Thomas on the phone. Andon, thank you for joining the show, 10.
Sir, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I really mean that, Andon. And man, I'm so glad that Liberty Hill moved up to 5A, because I don't want to say that we weren't paying as much attention when y'all were 4A, because y'all were winning games a lot mm-hmm. then. But can you explain kind of has the 5A move up? I mean, to me, it's been nothing but great and beneficial for the program. But well, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely been beneficial. The competition is definitely a lot higher, and I think the team has really adapted. I think it's really been a great experience for all of us.
Yeah, Andon, I was a big fan, and I've been really excited about the move up. But I mean, my sister used to take like pitching lessons in Liberty Hill or something like that. I knew the type of talent and just the success that you guys had in not only football but all the sports. But when everybody was talking about Liberty Hill moving up and the people you were going to play and does it translate and kind of doubting you guys, mm-hmm. what was the mindset at the school and then the athletics department at Liberty Hill?
I mean, we kind of just expected greatness. That's kind of our main mindset. We didn't really listen to what everybody was saying. We knew that we'd go out and win and do our thing.
You mentioned expecting greatness, and I think a program as storied as yours in football, you kind of have to in terms of all the success that you guys had. That's got to be the standard that you set for yourselves. Having that same success in a higher level, like you said, with higher competition, was that validating to you?
Oh, it was definitely rewarding, especially just the playoff run we made and all the connections we had. It was really rewarding for all of us.
All right, Andon Thomas, Liberty Hill, Panthers. Caden McMahon was shouting you out. He was excited to have you on the show tonight. Before I talk to you about baseball, Zach, go ahead. You had another question.
Yeah, my last football question again, Andon Thomas, Liberty Hill. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what it's like as a defender going up against that offense in practice week in and week out?
Oh, it's definitely we're taking a beating, but I know that it'll come out great in the end. After Fridays, it's definitely rewarding seeing all the work we did off that week for practice. So,
all right. By the way, for those waiting for Georgetown's Leighton Landreth, that she's up next. Andon Thomas, Liberty Hill on the phone right now. Let's talk about baseball, because y'all got a pretty good team right now. Yes, second, 25-5A is like a beast to play in. And I know that y'all lost a tough one to Rouse. It was 2-1, I believe, this past Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
But you got Cedar Park tomorrow. Can you talk about the baseball team?
Oh, it's definitely been a great season for sure. It's had its ups and downs, but I think we're on the right path. We got one tomorrow, so we're definitely excited for that one.
Yeah,
Cedar Park.
Yeah. State ranked CP. Okay, are you a righty or a lefty?
Lefty.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's okay. Okay. Dirt at Southpaw. Okay. We need to get out to cover Liberty Hill. I'm trying to get Emma Andrews because she just loves the football team. Mm-hmm. I'm like Emma, let's mm-hmm. do some baseball too, please. So I'm gonna try to get her out to that Cedar Park game tomorrow. But Andon, thank you so much. We just wanted to get you on real quick and say congratulations on the dual sports success. We see y'all do. Whoever's running the Liberty Hill football Twitter account, are y'all just football mm-hmm. practicing every day? I mean, you're in baseball right now, but it looks like y'all.
Yeah. It's every day. It's every day.
Walker Tough. Andon, before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
Yes, sir. Shout out to the one above. Shout out to my parents. Shout out to Liberty Hill Football. And shout out to Coach Kent Walker.
Oh, all right. Andon Thomas, superstar, Liberty Hill Panthers. Thank you, Andon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. So, Flex, Zach.
Liberty Hill, man. We're just... I think as like an up and coming media outlet, like we gotta keep our toe in the door and can't let that thing close with Liberty Hill.
Oh no, no way.
That's a program that has always been successful. It's an athletic culture that's been established over there. It's probably one of the more fun teams to be a fan of for sure.
You know, we really got blessed by Liberty Hill moving up to 5A and moving it into that Austin ISD district in football.
It's like we didn't have a choice
right.
anymore.
And then in baseball they're lumped in with 25-5A. Almost same thing with kind of with LBJ in reverse. They fall down to 4A, which brings in Lampasas, Fredericksburg, a little Canyon Lake, Burnett, Taylor into the Flex Fold.
Wimberley.
So it's been a good year even through a pandemic, mind you.
Huge shout out to that girl. What's her name? I reporter from Westlake,
Audrey Wong.
The one that shot the first Liberty Hill video from the stands.
Oh,
the golf girl.
Bentley Cotton.
Yeah, huge shout out. That Bentley was Cotton. She's the Liberty Hill pioneer.
Yeah, she actually plays golf for UT now. She played golf. So anyway, all right. And speaking of girls athletics, really, that's been one of the big breakouts for Flex is girls athletics. And I remember that we first interviewed Leighton Landreth, Georgetown softball, on the phone right now. Leighton, second time on the show. Appreciate you, family. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited to be back.
Yes. Okay, now, Ted, like, when we first started, you were one of our first guests, and I don't know, like, if there's been more electricity around girls' sports this year, but it kind of feels that way. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think girls' sports has really grown. I think a lot more people are seeing that, like, it is a big deal. Like, we're good. We're just as good as any of those boys are. I don't know. We've gotten a lot more hype this year, and it's been a lot of fun.
Now, I know Vernon College is in your future, but y'all still are not done with the regular season per se. I know it's a play-in game tomorrow against Eastview, but can you kind of talk about 25-5A and what a beast it is to play in?
Yeah, for sure. Our district changed a lot this year. We had some different competition last year compared to this year. It's a little tougher this year for sure, I'd say. I feel like it's a lot more exciting to play tougher teams. It's always really fun to go out there and just give it your all and be able to really compete at a high level. It's had its ups and downs this year for sure. It's been tough at times, but we're ready to come out and kick butt tomorrow and get that number two spot.
Hold on. Okay, so before I throw it to Zach, I mean, y'all almost beat Leander. I mean, they almost lost that, you know, unblemished record. I mean, March 26th. I mean, that was key. What do you remember from that game?
Well, I just remember, so first time we played Leander, it was a little tough. We had half of our team out from COVID, so it's been a little bit wild this year. And we just had a couple errors that totally could have changed the entire game. We could have had it. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're still doing really good.
Leighton, really quick, just to kind of hit on that district again, I feel like with the success and like the national spotlight that Leander has had, it's really kind of also shown people how good the Eastviews, the Georgetowns, the Vandergrifts are in this kind of area in terms of softball. Do you feel like people are starting to appreciate all of the talent that we have here in Austin on the softball field a little bit more?
Yeah, I really do think that people are starting to get a little better look at softball and like how crazy good some of these girls in this area are, because we have some, that Leander team has some outstanding players. Eastview does too, and I know Georgetown has a lot of really, really, really good talent on this team, and I think they're just going to keep getting better after the seniors are gone this year. They're going to keep growing.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, y'all played them like at the end of March. It was a 2-1, and y'all had won that one. But then, you know, you had the blurb against Leander, but y'all have combined for 26 runs in the last two games. What's kind of clicking in the batter's box for y'all right now?
You know, I think it's a lot of confidence. Like, I think our struggle at the beginning and the middle of the season kind of was a confidence thing. Was we had a little bit of a weird off season and a weird end of season last year with our teammates, just not getting to know each other well, just not getting to know our coach well. Our coach was out for maternity leave this off season, so we just didn't click in that off season this year. And I think we finally started clicking, being confident in each other, believing in each other, and getting our heads right for district play. And we started getting in that batter's box confidently and being patient, being disciplined, and rocking it out.
Yeah, and actually it's 37 runs in the last three games, because I didn't even count the 11 runs against Cedar Park yesterday. I was just looking at y'all, you know, beating Marble Falls 10-0. And then Rouse, y'all dropped a 16 spot on them. So, Leighton, good luck against Eastview tomorrow. It's going to be a heck of a game. And good luck in the playoffs. And I'm telling y'all, I think y'all have a great chance to go far, too. But before we let you go, are you shouting out to anybody?
I just want to shout out to my parents for pushing me and always believing in me.
All right, Leighton Landreth, Georgetown softball. Good luck tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
All right, it's a Flex. Zach.
Shout out softball. Shout out soccer. Shout out swimming. All the sports with the S. Swim. That's like the best sports that we got swimming. Here right now.
Dude, you know, we won a state championship in swimming with Anna. I don't want to butcher her last name, so I'm not going to. At Weiss. State championship in weightlifting with Lehman, too.
So we're about to sweep the S sports, potentially. We get a state championship in soccer tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe Leander can get it done in softball. That's all the S's covered.
I'm so like disappointed that we weren't. Man, and Lake Travis lost it, that penalty kick thing against Lee. Because San Antonio Lee, by the way, they're 26-1. They're playing in the 6A state championship tomorrow. And like I said, like that could totally be Lake Travis if we had came out on the other side of that game. So it's kind of, anyway.
I know, especially we were so close to getting a guy and a girl basketball state champion.
Yes.
We were so close to getting it for soccer as well. That whenever we get that first one, it's going to be so cool. Maybe baseball, softball.
That's what we're hoping for. We do have the number one team in the country with Leander, number one team in the state with Lake Travis. In fact, we saw LT Baseball beat number 15 ranked Bowie earlier this week on Tuesday. Now, if you don't know, the 26-6A district, they play a home and home each week. The first game at one place on Tuesday, the second game on either Thursday or Friday at the other location. Lake Travis, Bowie, both previously unbeaten in district play coming into the game, both of them 8-0. After the 7-3 victory by Lake Travis, Cavaliers are 9-0 and alone in sole possession of District 26-6A. And we caught up with Ethan Calder, Gibson, and Kyle Radar after the game, and here's what they had to say.
We had great approaches at the plate, filled up the zone. They pieced me a little bit in the second inning. I got back and competed a little bit, and my dogs hit really well.
Yes, sir.
Our hitters had a really great approach tonight against the lefty, and yeah, we're just ready to get on them on Friday.
We had a game plan. We stuck to it. We executed. Got a dub.
I got a shout out to anybody who knows.
Shout out Giacomo Hester.
Shout out mom and dad. Caden Michaels.
Caden Michaels.
Shout out team. We play amazing.
Yeah, shout out team.
Shout out coach. Shout out fans. Had great support today.
Yeah, shout out to Lake Travis Baseball. Right now, their Instagram mixtape, I think, last I looked, it was like at 700 likes and 3,000 plus views. So doing well. Cavaliers, we appreciate the love. And man, congrats. The number one in the state, 6A, Zach.
Yeah, that's the number one team in the state, man. That's what you expect from any Lake Travis sport.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, speaking of swimming, this girl who went to college is one of the swimming coaches at Lake Travis. Shout out Kelsey Johnson.
Kelsey Johnson. Okay, that's a shout out. We got to take a quick break, catch up on commercials. When we come back, we'll Instagram Live it. And
at FlexATX on Instagram Live. Drop your questions, shout outs, whatever you got.
Yeah. Questions, shout outs, whatever, disses, misses. We'll be back. It's a Flex.